Okay, we're in Heavenly Places. What page is this? Page 121 for April 24th. And the title is Trust in Times of Affliction. And it says, my soul shall be satisfied. Well, this is actually Psalm 63, verses 5 and 6. It says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watch or watches. So amen and amen. And this is, the compilers say in this little blurb here, it says that Sister White wrote this during a long period of illness and suffering while she was in Australia. And so it says, many hours I have passed in wakefulness and pain, but I've had the precious promises of God brought so fresh and with reviving power to my mind. The dear Savior has been very near to me, and I love to meditate upon the love of Jesus. I got to tell you, that's the peace that Jesus talks about, by the way. A lot of people have a hard time understanding, where do I find this peace? Well, have you ever had a loved one die? Or have you ever been really sick? Or have you ever had an attack upon you or your family? And, it concerns you. It may even upset you. But deep down inside, you have that perfect peace, knowing that your Father's in control. It's all being allowed, and He will be glorified. There's just no two ways around all that. She says, His tender compassion and the lessons which He gave to His disciples become clear and so full of meaning that they are the feeding of the soul upon heavenly manna. When the Lord sees fit to say, lie there patiently and reflect, and when the Holy Spirit brings many things to my memory, precious beyond expression, I do not know what reason I have to complain. I call to mind the verses which have been a comfort to me many times in my affliction. And then, of course, she reads here, and it doesn't give the, let's see. No, there's no quotation, but here's what she says. She goes, I see not a step before me as I tread on another year, but the past is in God's keeping. The future, His mercy shall clear. Okay, she's writing a poem. And what looks dark in the distance may brighten as I draw near. Oh, restful, blissful ignorance, 'tis blessed not to know. It stills me in those mighty arms, which will not let me go, and hushes my sad soul to rest on the bosom which loves me so. So I go on, not knowing. I would not if I might. Isn't that neat? Just thinking about that. Especially where she says that it looks dark in the distance, but it may brighten as she draws nearer. It'll get clearer and clearer as you get closer and closer to it. But just saying, so I go on not knowing, I would not if I might. It's kind of like today with that need to know basis, or a lot of people, you know, because a lot of times it's better the Lord does not answer a specific prayer or a specific question, if you will. If you knew it was at the end of that road, you might not travel it. You might have too much fear. And so He keeps that from you, so that when the time comes, you have to cry out to Him and Him alone, and it's going to all be handled. It's all going to go well. And you also got to keep this in mind too, especially you young ones. When you have fear, you can know for a fact what's making you fearful is not of God. Satan is the author of fear. For the scriptures is plain. He has not given us a spirit of fear. So whenever you have fear, that's not coming from your Father. So base the answer to your prayers. You can actually base the answer to your prayers sometimes in regards to the amount of fear the enemy's throwing at you. So, she goes on. She says, I would rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light. I would rather walk with Him by faith than walk alone by sight. My heart sinks or shrinks back from trial, which the future may disclose. Yet I never have a sorrow but what the dear Lord chose. So I send the coming teardrops back with the whispered word, "He knows." And man, that's really solid. That could be a psalm. I mean, literally, he knows. He's got it handled. And so don't worry about anything that comes your way. The Lord has got it handled. He wouldn't have allowed the trial to come if you couldn't handle it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 isn't just a waste of ink on a piece of paper. It was written by the hand of your God. You know, via the men, you know, via Paul as he's talking to the Corinthians, because they needed to hear that. See, this is one of the reasons for the epistles. Not only do they answer the questions of the people at hand, regardless if they're asking the question or not, because a lot of them were getting rebuked by Paul, if you noticed. But still, they're answering the questions while at the same time helping us to get the answers to ours 2,000 years later. Even the Old Testament works just as well, because a lot of people seem to miss the point or the reality that just because it's called the Old Testament doesn't mean it's done away. Sure, the ordinances were done away at the cross, but that's just a little fraction of that which is written. It was just a prophetic statement in regards to the sanctuary, which was all one gigantic prophecy talking about what he would do on that cross, as well as what he'll be doing now and through eternity. So yeah, certain things had to stop at certain times. But the bulk of the overwhelming bulk of the New Testament has not been done away with. Case in point, the apostles only had the New Testament to work with. So when they preached and when they taught, what Bible do you think that they referenced when they were talking to the New Testament Christians? But everybody seems to forget that. They all seem to think, oh, it's Old Testament, it's Old Testament, let's get rid of it. Well, if that's the case, then you're going to have to get rid of the epistles too, because he quotes from the old. The theology in the new is just a confirmation of the old. It's just like with Sister White's writings. A lot of people have a hard time with the Old English for some strange reason. And so they may have a little bit of difficulty at times. And I do too. You know, because we're all looking through glasses darkly still. And so they have a hard time understanding certain statements that are written in the scriptures. And because of that, the Lord, as gracious and loving as he is, will sometimes reveal to us firsthand. And other times, he'll allow Sister White to explain something or share something. Or then you got the cross-referencing. Because that's all I ever used for decades before I even knew. And I still do that to this day. I still do cross-referencing. You know, in other words, I see what another Bible verse says in regards to the theology in this verse. Because that's how Jesus taught. You want to understand a Bible verse? Well, here's another one that explains it. Well, Sister White also does the same thing. But she puts it in today's language, which is so nice. But still, the New Testament was kind of like the same thing. Because if you notice, the men of the New Testament that penned the epistles, which later was called the New Testament, were actually explaining the old. Because a lot of the people, well, actually all of them, including the apostles, were so wrapped up in the false theology of the Pharisees that this truth had to be retaught. It was almost as if it was new light to them, even though it wasn't. It wasn't new light. It had been there all along. So, hope and pray you're blessed. I'll be back in a minute.